acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, I'm Eves, and you're listening to This Day in History class, a podcast where we bring you a slice of history every day. Today is October 26th, 2019. The day was October 26th, 1985. The Australian government gave the title deeds to the Uluru Kata Chortar National Park back to its Arnungu traditional owners. Arnungu homelands include areas in South Australia, Western Australia, and the Northern Territory. Uluru Kata Chortar National Park is located in the Northern Territory. It includes Uluru, a famous sandstone rock formation, as well as Kata Chortar, a group of domed rock formations. A British-born Australian explorer organized expeditions across Australia. He gave Kata Chortar the name Mount Olga in 1872. The next year, another explorer dubbed Uluru Ayers Rock after the Chief Secretary of South Australia, Henry Ayers. As more Europeans arrived in Australia and dispossessed Aboriginal people of their land, conflict grew between Arnungu and pastoralists. But in 1920, the land around Uluru and Kata Chortar was declared the Southwest Reserve as part of a larger system of reserves for Aboriginal people. But the rock formations had great potential as lucrative tourist attractions. In 1948, an access road to Uluru was constructed, and tours of the area began. Uluru became Ayers Rock National Park in 1950, and 8 years later, Kata Chortar joined Uluru to become Ayers Rock Mount Olga National Park. The title to the park was vested in the director of the Australian National Parks and Wildlife Service. But in meetings organized by the Office of Aboriginal Affairs, the traditional owners of Uluru Kata Chortar and the surrounding land made clear their opposition to pastoralism, mining, and tourism that harmed the land. Nevertheless, in 1977, the Commonwealth officially declared the area a national park under the National Parks and Wildlife Conservation Act 1975. The Australian National Parks and Wildlife Service paid the Conservation Commission of the Northern Territory to employ park rangers, and from 1978 to 1985, the Northern Territory government ran the park. But thanks to the efforts of Aboriginal people working to have their land rights recognized, the Australian Parliament passed the Aboriginal Land Rights Northern Territory Act in 1976. The law recognized the Aboriginal system of land ownership by traditional landowners and provided ways for Aboriginal people to own, control, and use the resources of their land. But to keep Ayers Rock, Mount Olga, a national park, it was excluded from the act. The Pitjan Jajara and Central Land Council opposed this exclusion and lobbied for an amendment to the act to allow a land claim to the Uluru Kathachurtar land on behalf of the Arangu people. Many groups, including people in the tourism industry and pastoralists, opposed the claim to the Uluru Kathachurtar land due to their own interests in the area and concern about how the Arangu would manage it. The councils went back and forth with the Commonwealth and Northern Territory government. But in 1983, Australian Prime Minister Bob Hawke announced that the government would amend the Aboriginal Land Rights Act and give the title back to its Arangu owners. The handback, as it's known, occurred in a ceremony on October 26, 1985. After they got the title, Arangu representatives leased the park back to the director of the Australian National Parks and Wildlife Service, ensuring continued public access. The duration of the lease, per the agreement, is 99 years. The land is run under a system of joint management, with a board of management represented by a majority of Arangu traditional owners. However, there is still tension over the public treatment of the site and opportunities provided for Arangu people. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you have any insight on an accent or a pronunciation spoken in the show today, feel free to send us a kind note on social media at TDIHC Podcast. And you can send your thoughts or comments to us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks again for listening and have a fantastic 24 hours until we see you again.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.